evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, once again tonight. We've had a very busy day around here. We're getting ready to go to the printer tomorrow with our next Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues. And I want to just take a minute to tell you about this one. This is a special edition over these 23, almost 24 years now. We've been putting out our all-volunteer police and military publication. We've had 16 special issues. That's not a whole lot. But about once a year or once every year and a half, we put out a special issue on a subject that's dear to our hearts. And this one should be dear to everybody's heart out there, because it has to do with, let me read you the title here, Honorable Americans in U.S. Prisons. Yes, indeed, this issue is not the usual 20 pages, which is very long for a newsletter, but it's 24 pages this time. And the reason it is because we have so many brothers and sisters in prison today or on their way to prison who have been railroaded into prison because they're political, let's say, politically incorrect is the term been used a lot today. And that is that the government hates them for standing up and speaking the truth or coming against some program or plan, maybe a criminal activity that the government's involved in. And so this newsletter is a salute to all of our brothers and sisters who are in prison today in this prime slave labor growth industry called federal prison, the federal prison system. And indeed, it is a slave labor system because of the unicorn system that's been set up in the prisons run by the international crime families, of course. They don't have to go to Red China, even though they do control Red China. These international crime families can have millions and millions. Right now, there's 2 million Americans. I shouldn't say that, because 25% are illegal aliens of that 2 million that's in the federal prison system today. And we'll talk about our newsletter when we get back and introduce you to some of our most brave and honorable prisoners that are in there today. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Welcome back to the show. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. And I spend many hours a day, at least 5 days a week, if not 6 days a week, volunteering my time here at our two police and military associations, trying to help reach our brothers and sisters in uniform with the truth about how important it is today for them to know their oath that they took to defend the Constitution, the people's rights and liberties within the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and also to ask them, show them why it's necessary today to fight tyranny in the United States by saying no to immoral and unlawful orders given to them. And more are joining us all the time, praise God. And some of them, however, it's very, very sad, when they stand up and speak out against tyranny and against criminal activity in the government itself, they are dealt with very harshly. Now, I was fortunate when I stood up and said no to immoral and unlawful acts as a Phoenix police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States. I was fortunate because I was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona Police Department. And so I was no gold bricker or a bad officer. They could not show that I was derelict in any way of my duties. It's just I would not do things that were immoral or unlawful for the greater good, or for you know, all the cute little phrases they have to have us rationalize that if we have to violate your rights, it's for the greater good of society as a whole. Well, I didn't go along with that, and so after I took a stand, I was fired repeatedly, so I hold the dubious honor of being the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, and also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because each time they fired me because I was standing on my religious beliefs, my moral beliefs, and using the First Amendment. And so the very liberal civil service board, each time I was fired, would read copies of my Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and even though they vehemently disapproved of what I wrote because they're communists and socialists that lead the city of Phoenix, they had to agree that I had a First Amendment right to stand up and say no and to write about these things to my fellow police officers and soldiers. So I know what persecution is like, but I have never been persecuted like some of our brothers and sisters when they've stood up and said no, or stood up and did things that were moral and honorable, and some of them have met their death, like dear Sergeant Yakey at the Oklahoma City bombing site. He was one of the first officers in that site. We have a picture of him running in and out of the Mirror building, rescuing people, and he saw things in there that he should not have seen. And he started an independent investigation into some of the things that he saw down under that building. He said the building was not blown up by a fertilizer bomb. He said that he had evidence to prove these things, and he ended up getting suicided. We've talked about this several times on the program, how he sliced. He was found several miles outside the city of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma City, that is, and he was sliced up very, very badly, his jugular veins, his wrists, behind his knees, and he had crawled over a mile, over fences, over rock walls, and finally had a bullet hole in his head, and they said it was a suicide. Well, anyway, these are the type of things that have happened before to officers and soldiers standing up, speaking out, and private citizens too. But others go to prison for a long, long time. The judges in America, as we've said here numerous times, are promoted on their politics and how well they serve the system and protect the system and its international crime families from the people in the nation. And so we're going to introduce you to one of those today. This comes to us from a dear brother of ours, Captain, New York Police Captain Rudy P. Bloom, now retired from the New York Police Department. But he has sent in to have it included in this special edition an article on another dear brother of ours, Richard Taus, FBI agent extraordinaire. An honorable man. Richard Taus's father was a colonel in the Army and fought in Germany during World War II. This heritage of military service in defense of the United States influenced little Richard, his son, to go forward and serve in the military. He attended a U.S. military academy and became a helicopter pilot and unit commander in Vietnam. He ran a unit there of helicopters, and anybody that served in Vietnam knows how important the helicopters were to the ground pounders on the ground. Now, on patrol, Richard heard a helicopter pilot, Vietnam soldier, Richard heard a CIA Air America cargo plane radio in, and it was forced to make a landing, a forced landing. And so, of course, he responded to the scene. He offered assistance to evacuating the Air America crew leader and his men, but they said thank you, but no thank you. We will wait for our own rescue unit. But one of his team, one of his crew, Richard's crew, aborted the CIA plane because they, of course, knew that it was a CIA cover operation, this Air America cargo planes. And his crew member found what appeared to be more than a ton of opium, and Richard used this to precipitate, that is, a congressional investigation into Air America. Well, how much good do you think it did? That was when Bush and others were head of the CIA, Bush Sr., and they were bringing hundreds and hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States every year in Air America, in the body cavities of our dear brothers who died in combat, and in their caskets. And so, anyway, the official congressional investigation came back and told Richard Taus, he said that a ton or more of narcotics was for the personal use of the Air America crew of that airplane. Therefore, of no concern to the Congress. This is not funny, but I can't help but laugh. Can you imagine the look on Brother Richard Taus's face when the congressional investigators reported that the ton or more of opium that was seized on that Air America crew plane was for the crew? It was for their personal use, and there was no concern to Congress. How long do you think it would take an Air America crew of no more than four people to consume a ton of opium? Hopefully a long time. Oh, my goodness gracious. Having served with honors in Vietnam, still concerned about protecting our nation, Brother Richard Taus went on. He was a lieutenant colonel in the reserves, and he entered into the FBI as a special agent in New York City, the metropolitan New York City area. Now, in the course of his assignment, he was assigned to investigate, oh, let's see, where is that? Okay, here it is here. Having, he was in the course of an assigned investigation, he found that the CIA was involved in massive illegal narcotics distribution and money laundering, apparently in collusion with the mafia. And of course, we in law enforcement know that. We've known that for a very long time, that the CIA uses the mafia to bring in these hundreds and hundreds of tons of opium and cocaine from South America and Central America every year, and uses the mafia to distribute this. They sell it to the mafia, get their money, and run. But then the mafia distributes it to the gangs, the black and Latino gangs in America, and sometimes the white gangs too. They distribute it to our children in America, and adults too, of course. That's how it works. Well, Agent Richard Taus claims that he reported his findings, the facts that he had gained, to his FBI supervisor and was told to terminate his investigation and to terminate, listen to me now, three key witnesses to shut them up or else. You understand what just happened here? He's not the first one to be told, back off or you're going to disappear. So his FBI superior said, we're not going to look into the CIA's drug running in America. We're not going to look into the connection between them and the mafia. His supervisor told him to terminate his investigation, and to terminate meaning execute his three key witnesses and to keep his mouth shut. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Taus, just like Joe Achipente did before him some years before at DEA, or no, he was a Border Patrol and INS agent who did the same thing and ended up going to prison for 7 years before we finally got him out. Lieutenant Colonel Taus, our patriotic veteran, Vietnam veteran, devoted to protecting our country and taking his oath seriously to defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic, refused to obey this unlawful order from his FBI superior. As an apparent consequence, questionable criminal charges were made against Richard Taus. He was tried, convicted, and incarcerated. To date, he has served 13 years at a 33-to-90-year sentence in, of all places, the Clinton Correctional Facility, located in the most northern section of New York State. We'll be back to share a little bit more of the story of this very honorable brother who stood up and, of course, got slapped down. But he's still an honorable, great American. We'll be right back with more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
That old cop Jack McGlam, we're back on the show, and I'm just praising a dear brother who's given it all. He's given it all, standing up and defending this country, trying his very best twice in Vietnam, where he did one heck of a job as helicopter pilot there. Some of you guys might like to call in tonight and tell us about what these helicopter pilots meant to you. We're going to open the phone lines in a few minutes here. And now he's serving in the FBI and refuses orders to go and execute his witnesses that have proven to him that there's a collusion between the CIA and the mafia in running hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States. And so now he's sitting in prison. This is his 13th year, almost 14th year, in upper state New York. This article now is put in here by a very wonderful American who's been standing up for years and speaking up, Captain Rudy Blum of the New York Police Department, a Christian patriot who has taken up the cause of Richard Taus. We've written about him in our Aid and Abet Police newsletter over the years, several times before. But just about 4 years ago, Captain Rudy Blum read in our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter about Lieutenant Colonel Richard Taus, and he says here, I have had telephonic and written communication with Richard ever since. I'm convinced that he was framed, and is not guilty as charged. Guilt or innocent, however, is not the prime issue at this moment, he says. Now remember, this is police Captain Rudy Blum for the New York Police Department. He says here he went to an investigator named Milton Dimitriou, a retired special investigator for the Department of Corrections here in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, and he has for many years of extraordinary investigative experience. He has that. Milton's wife, Barbara, had headed a unit in the same organization for many years. So Milton and Barbara are top investigators, and he says, they and I examined and studied available information relative to the trial of Richard Taus. We are convinced that the trial was conducted with major flaws which violated Richard's constitutional rights and basic legal rights established under the law. A very good example, Amendment 6 of the Bill of Rights, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to be confronted by his accusers and the opportunity to cross-examine them. As a cover for his investigation of illegal narcotics trafficking with the CIA and the mafia, distribution in Freeport, Long Island area, Richard had formed a boys' soccer team. The charges that the government made after he said no to terminating his witnesses and saying no to dropping the investigation, made many years later, by the way, and coincidentally, just after he was told to shut up or else, were that he had sexually abused years ago several of the boys from this investigation of illegal narcotics distribution in Freeport, Long Island area. Well, I guess it wasn't the CIA deal. It was another deal, because it was some years back that he had this boys' soccer team. And according to what I'm reading here, and I think I remember this is correct, it wasn't involving the CIA with this distribution of illegal narcotics in Long Island. But anyway, years later, right after he was told to shut up and he would not stop the investigation or execute his witnesses, they laid on him sexual abuse charges of several of the boys on his soccer team. Now, two of these boys each claimed that they were alone with Richard on the same 4th of July weekend at his residence. The two boys were there with him alone together at his residence. Richard was denied. This is absolutely what goes on all the time, folks, against these political prisoners and political people, or people like Richard that are politically persecuted. Here's what happened. The two boys, and I could go into a long story of how they get boys to say these things about somebody. It's not difficult to do, but they both said that they were with Richard on the same 4th of July weekend at his residence in New York. Richard was denied the opportunity to present documentation, the facts, that for 2 weeks, covering the very weekend that the boy said he was with them at his residence, he had been on reserve training without a break from Florida and Louisiana. So, in other words, folks, the judge who was told to get Richard Taus, put him away, and the prosecutor would not allow him to bring in this evidence that would have proved immediately that he was not guilty. A private investigator and this is Captain Rudy Blum speaking, and I interviewed the only juror that I could locate who was willing to speak to me. She stated that jurors brought tabloid newspapers into the jury room during the trial, papers which vilified Taus, Richard Taus, in their articles. And this is, of course, not allowed, folks, absolutely not allowed. And so the foreman and the judge and those watching over the jury should have stopped that immediately. Why didn't they? Well, you can imagine. We'll be right back with more of the program. I thought I heard the music up. Yes, there's the music. We'll be back after this important break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
I'll tell you, folks, I don't know about you, but it just gets my dander up. It really does make me mad when I read about the corruption and the evil at these high levels of government. Just breaks your heart, but also just gets your dander up. I mean, really makes you mad. Private investigator and Captain Rudy Blum, retired from the the New York Police Department, interviewed the only juror, and now the juror is talking about what we've talked about on this show before, how the judges and the prosecutor railroad you into jail. They don't allow evidence in that'll prove your innocence. They don't let you have witnesses that could prove your innocence. And they railroad you right into prison. Well, here's another couple of ways they do it. They let the jury, unbelievable, but and you know this is not right, the jury could bring in tabloid newspapers into the jury room during jury deliberation and during the trial. During the trial, it wasn't deliberation yet. And the papers vilified Richard in the articles. Unbelievable. I mean, it's believable because you know how evil the court system is and the ones that run them. The juror did not believe that Richard was guilty as charged beyond a reasonable doubt. She expressed her doubts to the other jury members. She stated that male jurors were from the very beginning, when they were brought in on the jury, were highly biased in favor of convicting Richard Taus before they even saw any evidence whatsoever. Despite whatever evidence was offered, they still wanted to convict him. Inexperienced and lacking technical legal knowledge, this juror, she says, she eventually succumbed to the pressure of the male jurors and voted guilty despite her doubts. To this day, she suffers remorse because she permitted herself to vote contrary to her considered opinion and conscience. And as a result, Vietnam veteran, war veteran, Richard Taus is suffering a major injustice for 13-some years now. Folks, this is how it happens. And all throughout this police and military newsletter, every single one of the cases, you find this as how they railroaded him into jail, the judge and the prosecutor working as government agents to run you or me or anybody that's standing up against this evil international crime cabal that has control of our government and its institutions into prison many times for life, like Richard here. So she has remorse, and she's sorry. But many times, too, when you get into a jury situation, the government will have put in several very, very strong people in there that will beat you emotionally, not literally beat you, but beat you up psychologically until you finally succumb and vote their way, regardless of how you feel. Don't do that. Don't do that. The jury doesn't go on forever. Stand your ground for a couple days, a couple weeks, and keep saying no if you believe it's no. Because over and over again, the Yuri Call case, Yuri and Scott Fall were railroaded into prison because, once again, the government used all these methods. They even had a good friend of the prosecutor on the jury without the knowledge of Yuri Call and Scott Fall and their attorneys. And they also had jurors over there that would mentally beat up the other jurors, that would say no, they're not guilty, until they finally broke and voted for conviction. And Yuri's been in prison now for 22 years because of the jurors breaking down and not standing their ground. So it happens over and over again. A New York State appeals court, of course, upheld Richard Tauss' conviction. What do you think, folks? Why? Do you know how judges get to the appeal court level? Think about it. They have proven that they're willing to shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall. In other words, they have no moral code whatsoever before they're appointed up to the appeals court level. They've had to work their way up, and they've had to prove that they're willing to defend the government and these tyrants against the American people. And if they prove it, they get appointed up to the appeals court level. Remember the attorney general for the state of, what was it, Georgia? Maybe it was Alabama, where our good Supreme Court justice there said no to removing the Ten Commandments. You remember that situation? And they removed him anyway and then removed him. Well, the attorney general that got him out of office as the chief judge of the Supreme Court of the state of, was it Alabama? I can't remember. My mind is just going blank right now. But you know what I'm talking about. Well, immediately when he shot down this good chief judge of the Supreme Court, he was promoted up to the appeals court by who? Our good Christian president, George W. Bush. And now he sits on the appeals court for doing the dastardly deed of destroying this chief judge who voted to, who were fighting to keep the Ten Commandments in the court area there. So that's how they get on the appeals court. They do something so evil that they're brought to the attention of the most evil people at the top of our government system, and they say, hey, that guy's one of us. Let's promote him on up. One day we'll put him on the Supreme Court, and he can destroy America from there for us. Well, Richard, with no funds to fight this battle any further, our dear brother Captain Rudy Blum and his wife Cecily paid the substantial legal fees required to initiate a federal court action for Brother Richard recently. I guess in 2003, actually, or 2004, one of the others. It's been months ago anyway. As evidence that Richard Tauss did not get a fair trial, Captain Rudy Blum says that we put our money where our mouth is. You know, we put our own money up, and we put it into the defense and trying to get a new trial for Richard Tauss. And Captain Rudy Blum says, talk is cheap, not boasting, just want to show that this is more than talk on my part and my wife Cecily's part. Even if guilty as charged, says Captain Rudy Blum, the prison sentence imposed on bemedaled, four medals, war veteran, no, many more medals than that. But he was heavily medaled in the Vietnam War. He says war veteran Lieutenant Colonel Richard Tauss is all out of proportion to the charges of which he was found guilty. The sentence was research conducted by Mr. Dimitriou shows that on the average, those convicted of brutal, forcible rape and even murder are imprisoned for less than half of the time for which Richards has already been imprisoned. And he, Richard, still faces at least 20 more years unless we, the American people, get a court reversal of his conviction. Is Taft's sentence and imprisonment intended to be a warning to other potential whistleblowers? You bet it is. They've done this to Richard Taft to show other FBI agents and DEA agents and others, don't mess with the king. Do not mess with the aristocracy that's bringing in these thousands and thousands of tons of opium I don't think they mess with marijuana, but cocaine into the country. Don't mess with that system. It's making multi-billion dollars for the international crime families. Don't mess with it. So, yes, Richard Taft's sentence and imprisonment is intended to send a very strong warning to any other government whistleblowers like Richard Taft. As evidence of his continued concern for our nation's security, despite the treatment to which Richard has been subjected, Richard obtained evidence from a fellow prison inmate relative to probable behind-the-scenes participation in the 9/11 attack by our government. He sent the evidence to me, that's Captain Rudy Blum, which I presented to the FBI offices. Well, you can believe that went nowhere, folks, for sure, because, of course, the FBI is aware of the government's participation in 9/11 attacks. But anyway, the article goes on to say, as an indication of Richard's character, while in Vietnam, he and a member and members of his unit visited a local Vietnamese orphanage, bringing gifts and offering encouragement to the children who are left orphaned. One very young boy was very, very ill, and his life was in jeopardy, so Richard adopted the boy with the help of his congressman, cut through the thick red tape, and brought little David to the United States. Now, Richard's mama, Yolanda, now a widow of her World War I veteran husband, became the foster mother when he went to prison for the Vietnamese orphan boy they named David and raised him to become an intelligent, virtuous citizen. Mother Yolanda, now an oxygenarian, is in poor health, and out of gratitude and the feeling of responsibility, Richard's son David is staying with Richard's mother to help her in these trying times and trying years. Richard's sister has major health problems and could use assistance. Not only Richard, but deprived of the assistance that Richard would provide if free from prison. His aging mother and his ailing sister are suffering gross injustices with the loss of their son and brother Richard, as is his son David, who has lost his father and is deprived of the opportunity to live his own life because he's caring for Richard's mama and his grandmama. A military veteran, Richard Taus, a patriot who actually thought that he was fighting for liberty and justice for all when he was in the military and in law enforcement, has unjustly been deprived of his own liberty, and as a consequence, members of his family are suffering, and suffering will increase the longer that Richard is in prison. Nevertheless, while in prison, Richard, a Roman Catholic white male of European, Italian, German extraction, has risen above the discriminatory treatment to which he has been subjected. He is displaying and exercising sincere concern for the welfare of his fellow prisoners, guests of the state, he calls them, as a prelude for weekly prayer sessions. Richard has prepared and presented more than 200 mini-sermons to bolster the spirits of the prisoners. He bound these in two volumes, and he introduced them under the name Still Renewing Your Spirit. Most appropriate for the Christian Christmas season, he stated, Still Renewing Your Spirit will hopefully encourage all Christians and other good men and women to seek our Lord Jesus Christ in their earnest prayers. Although written for prisoners inside a penitentiary, there are many people on the outside who are shackled by despair, sin, and mistakes, which imprison them as much as any stone walls and steel bars. Our Lord Jesus wants to release us all from bondages, for he is love and mercy. All we have to do is come to him in thoughtful and contrite prayers. May God bless you, Richard Taus. That's just one, folks, and we've got probably 10 in here. And it's very much worth reading. It's very much worth getting a copy of this and handing it out to police officers and soldiers, and also anybody that may one day in the private sector perhaps serve on a jury. Because if you can't read this copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter without knowing that you as a juror, has a great duty to defend people like these political prisoners from being railroaded into prison by the government agent judge and the prosecutor. So we hope that people will get copies of this, folks, and hand it out to your relatives and friends and to law enforcement and military personnel so that we all know that we have a tremendous duty to stop this type of tragedy of our best Americans being put into prison by these despots and these very evil, this evil combine that involves all three of the stations of power in this land, the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch that allows this to go on to protect those international crime families that have control of our nation. We can stop it at the jury box level, folks, if we only know what our duties and powers are. And if we know of the tricks that are played on us by the government agent judge in the black dress and the prosecutor. You can know about these things if you'll write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Get a copy of this new Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. It is special issue 16, and it will be going to the press tomorrow. And we hope that you will order copies of this and hand it out so that when we have people like you or me that are being railroaded into prison, there will be one juror, perhaps, hopefully more, but at least one juror that knows what's going to happen to that person. And when the judge starts withholding evidence and begins to withhold witnesses and do the things like you will read all kinds of methods and tactics the judge uses to prosecute these people unfairly and put them into prison. Write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Get your pencil and paper out. I'll give you our address. And get copies of this publication. And get it out to your friends and relatives and say, if you serve on jury duty, put this somewhere where you can pull it out before you go to jury duty and read it. In addition to that, you need to have our little jury handbook, which we've sent out probably 100,000 of those over the years. Little pocket you can put it right in your pocket, in your purse, that tells you all about the powers and duties of a juror and some of the games that the judges and prosecutor play. So you can send in to us. I think theirs are $3 or $4 with postage, I think so. And a copy of this newsletter would be $3 donation if you have it to give. But if you get 10 or more copies, the price is much, much different, folks. So write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Matter of fact, let me open up one of these, Aid and Abet. Let me find my copy right here of our last one, and I'll tell you how many 10 copies would be so you don't have to write twice. We can go ahead and send it out to you. Here we go. Single copy of Aid and Abet is $3. Actually, it's $4 here because postage has been going up and printing costs have been going out. But if you get, say, 20 copies, they're down to $2 each. So you can get 20 copies for $40. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if everybody got 20 copies and handed it out to 20 people, and then they always pass it on to others to read, especially police and military do, you're going to do a good service for your community and your nation, folks. And the Citizens Rule Book, it's called, the Pocket Constitution that lays out the jury duties and responsibilities and jurisdiction is, let's see, one booklet is $3. 2 to 14 booklets is $2 each. Okay? I'll give our address out, and then we're going to open the phone lines up. Whoa, my goodness gracious, we're just about out of time. Let's open the phone lines up right now, but I'll give the number out on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. ¶¶
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, folks, we just have a couple minutes left. Let me give out our address. Hope you got your pencil and write this down. Anabet Police Military Newsletter, but it's a lot shorter, as you know. Just put a capital A, the little Ann squiggly sign, and another capital A, and then put down HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And we'll be happy, very happy, for you to join our Volunteer Police and Military Association to get these very important documents out in the hands of people that might serve on a jury in the near future. Let's go now to Brother Drew in Arkansas. Brother Drew, how are you doing?
Doing fine, sir. Thank you very much for taking my quick phone call. I needed to chime in. You were getting out some great information about the corrupt system of the judicial system. I think Red Beckman has a fantastic videotape of how to get the grand jury involved to correct some of these problems.
Yeah.
I also feel that that the public, especially those aid and abet people that are listening to this program, you need to wake up your eyes. I know specifically, personally, of people that are sitting in jail right now because of the corrupt system of the judges and the prosecuting attorneys. The prosecuting attorneys for the county, the city, and the local governments, police courts, they're only there to bring money into the government. That's all. They could care less if you're really guilty. There are a lot of people going to jail today just because they don't have the money to pay a fine, and they're converting the fine that a person has, i.e. a fine for a no driver's license, to a crime, and putting men and women and children, i.e. teenagers, in jail because they don't have the money to pay the fines. People, you need to wake up. These fines are not $25. You go into a court these days, it's $150.
If you're
just
lucky.
To walk in the door.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Yeah.
And then you're guilty. As far as the judges are concerned, we do not have any honest, or I shouldn't say we don't have any, but there are not, in the vast majority, in the scheme of things, there's 3,312 counties in America. That means there's at least 9,000 judicial judges that are in these counties, and they are there to do one thing, to bring money into the coffers. They could care less about real justice.
Yes,
and
brother.
You need to find out what the truth is, support Jack McLam, support Aid and Abet, get these books. What's $40? You'd be surprised if you got 20 of the Aid and Abets and pass them out. $40 would be like $1,000 in the Patriot Movement.
My goodness, yes.
I had to chime in because today, just today, I ran across articles in Japan where the judicial system in Japan is starting to be called Big Brother by the Japanese.
Yeah.
And I've got articles from Moscow, from Moscovites, who have known the judges over there are crooked. And here last year, just right here in Arkansas, the judicial officers in Russia were escorted around the state of Arkansas to show the judges in Russia how to run their courts to collect money because people are making errors in judgment when they drive their cars.
Hey, Brother Drew, we're totally out of time. I hear the music.
God bless you. You take
God
care.
God bless you, brother. And remember, 50 copies of that newsletter are $1 each. So for $50, you get 50 copies. Thanks, Drew. Lord bless you. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.